Chants by members of the ruling ZANU-PF party echo in the air as those gathered at party headquarters await the arrival of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mnangagwa. They say Mnangagwa will still be in power in 2030, 2 years after what the constitution allows him. The slogans are repeated as Mnangagwa arrives and addresses the crowd.
Besides being a soldier, I'm a trained lawyer. I'm a constitutionalist. I want our party, our leadership, our people to be constitutionalists. We must abide by the provisions of our constitution to the letter. Kananguwe kutuinde inda, no inda.
In his native language, Shona, Mnangagwa adds, when time comes to go home, I will go home. Let's follow the principles of the party, he said, gaining more cheers. After ruling for nearly 40 years, the late Robert Mugabe was removed from power with help from the army and succeeded by Mnangagwa, who became interim president in November 2017. Mnangagwa won a disputed election in 2018. Kudzai Mutisi, a pro-ZANU-PF political commentator, says he believes Mnangagwa will not be like Mugabe.
What is important here is that he's addressing some of the people who have been lobbying him to stay beyond 2028. So whatever people have been saying has nothing really to do with him.
Some Zimbabweans fear Mnangagwa may change the constitution to seek a third term. Brighton Mutemuka is a lawyer opposed to the views of the ruling party. He believes Mnangagwa, also known as ED from the initials of his first and middle names, will change the constitution so that he stands for a third term in 2028.
By coming out publicly to claim otherwise, ED is trying to hoodwink the gullible in his party, the other faction, and also SADC as well. I think he's trying to wrongfoot SADC and preempt any questions that SADC might pose, which would sit uncomfortably for him.
SADC refers to the Southern African Development Community, a 13-nation bloc which looks at how members are abiding by their constitutions. A SADC observer mission, Zimbabwe will take over the 12-month rotating chair of the SADC following a meeting next week. Columbus Mafungam, VOA News, Harare.